The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Charles Bray, Executive Chairman of East Anglia Mining and Exploration. That's EM.P ticker. Charles, thanks for joining me.
Good to be back. It's been too long.
Yeah, it's been a while, but you've been busy there, by the looks of it. And in fact, you know, from Rwanda to this news today, a mining license award for Altera Resources. That's a copper silver product in Morocco. So before we get into all that, just give us a top overview lines of the actual business. What is it all about, East Anglia Mining Exploration, please, Charles?
Yes, we are an African-focused critical metals mining, trading, and exploration company. Our focus to date has been in Rwanda, but we have most recently looked to acquire Aterian Resources from Altus Strategies. We're very excited about this, and that will allow us to move into Morocco. And there we have 15 different copper silver exploration projects to work on, and we're excited about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So take us through this then. So you've been awarded a 10-year mining license here. So, and you announced this your intention to acquire this back in November, didn't you?
Yes, we did. We have been, over since that time, been working closely with Altus Strategies in terms of the funding and exploration of the Moroccan projects. And what was announced yesterday by Altus is that Aterian Resources received a 10-year license award on the Agdez project. And this is one of the most prominent and advanced projects in the country. And we're very pleased to be working with them pending the conclusion of the acquisition, which we're hopeful will close very shortly.
Yeah, and after the acquisition, what's the intended plans then?
Yeah, post-acquisition, we're very excited because we have a fairly developed exploration program intended for Morocco, generally. Yeah. We're very excited about copper. We're very excited about Agdez in particular. It's the most advanced of the various copper projects there. And while there are several that are very, very exciting, this one, we feel that over the course of the next several months, we can get a drilling program in place and really demonstrate to the market that these assets have been overlooked for far too long.
Yeah, and you announced, you know, back in November, actually, that some of the, and well, you've highlighted today as well, some of the grades are looking very good, aren't they, on the copper?
Yeah, I mean, there's several different prospects as part of this Agdez mining license. In particular, there's one, the McCarn prospect, and there we've seen grades of 8% copper with in excess of 400 grams per ton of silver. And that, generally speaking, is what we're seeing across several different prospects on Agdez. And that's one of the projects. There are a couple others that are a bit earlier stage, but look just, if not even more exciting. But again, we're focused on a very clear program, and we're excited about getting and proving up Agdez in the shorter term.
Yeah, and then you know, assuming that the you know, the acquisition goes ahead there and it completes, and then you go going for a main market listing, is that right?
Yeah, the acquisition is really dependent at this point on just the listing.
Yeah,
so we're moving from Aquis to the London Standard segment, and in doing so, we're hopeful that it will just broaden our appeal to various shareholders, but as well just make the company that more visible. We do have some significant plans, as I've stated, and Morocco's key to these plans. But we also feel that the LSE listing would be very helpful as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And quickly touching on Rwanda there, what's happening there? Anything progressing?
Yeah, no, we've commissioned the wash plant. It's our shareholders have been long suffering with respect to this, but we're very excited there because now we have that particular revenue stream just going online at literally as we speak. We received some material from China, and so we're excited about that. But as well, we're working with the various parties that be in country to obtain a trading license. And this as a revenue stream, we're very excited about. And potentially that will allow us to secure multiple different streams of critical metals and onward sell them to some of the people, parties we've been having discussions about with offtakes. So that's very exciting. It's another revenue stream. It's a good margin revenue stream. And we're looking to talk about that more in the market over the next 6 to 9 months. So over the news flow over in the short term to medium term should be pretty heavy, whether it's Moroccan exploration results pending the conclusion of the acquisition, or it's Rwandan exploration activities, which we have several there. Or it's the revenue streams that we're hoping will effectively cover the cost of our exploration efforts, whether it's in Rwanda or Morocco. But that will take some time due to ramp up.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Okay, Charles, it's been a while, but three reasons if you could. Of course, on the front page of Vox, there are 10 companies most followed. Yeah. And to get on that list, people have to hit those follow buttons if you could. Three reasons why someone should hit that follow button on your page and add you to their watch list, please.
Yeah, number one is copper. Please, if you like exposure to copper and you feel that we're an exciting company with good news flow, and I'm telling you that's the case, that would be number one now. Number two is the Rwandan critical metal element. So a revenue-producing company that has exposure to tantalum, that has exposure to niobium, these critical metals with computers, with computer chips, and higher end aerospace type industries, they're still absolutely vital and critical, especially given the backdrop we have in the geopolitics right now. And then number three is simply that we are growing, and so we don't expect that that same geopolitical backdrop will stop us from acquiring and growing exploration assets and ideally funding those exploration assets with the revenue streams that we are building out.
Excellent stuff. Charles, good to chat to you. Hopefully we catch up in the not too distant future. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.